Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Big deal? No big deal. See a charger? You're at an airport, you're at a public place, it's available, you take it. Get your phone to charge. 314-531-9898. This guy's actually going viral on TikTok because he's explaining himself, because they're both feel like they're in the right. This woman has posted this guy saying, "Can you believe the way this man treated me and talked to me in a plane? He was disgusting. He freaked out because I took his charger." He is posting videos on TikTok saying, explaining himself and saying, "This is theft. Like, this is people's possessions." So here's the story and what happened. Flight got delayed. They were stuck on the airplane. And so the pilot said, "You guys can get off because we're not getting out of here for a while, but take all your belongings with you." They did announce, "Take all your belongings with you." So when they got off the plane, there was a charger on the floor, is what she is saying. Saw it, was like, "Dang, I don't have a charger. Thank God I got a phone charger now. I don't have to buy one."
It's a sign.
She grabs the phone charger. She claims she asked the flight attendant, like, "Hey, can I grab this?" And the flight attendant's like, "Take all the stuff off the plane." And when she got back on the plane, this is how the man reacted.
"Excuse me, did you take my charger?"
"Yeah,
why would you take my charger?"
"Because we got off the flight."
"Yeah, but my charger. Why would you take it?"
"You're going to get it back. Give me one."
"But why would you take it, though, without permission?"
"Because nobody was on the flight, bro."
"Yeah, but..."
"And you're getting it back."
"Okay, can I have it back?"
"Give me one second."
"Yeah, but don't steal things. You can't take things without asking."
"When nobody is on the flight,
it's..." "Oh, you just take things? Like, we're not coming back?
Ed,
why don't you take people's luggage, then?"
"Ed,
dude, it's okay. I was literally going to give it."
"No, you can't take things without asking. All right, just give me my charger back. We'll call it even, all right?"
Who's being the jerk? Is he overreacting because that's his possession and she took it? Or is she overreacting, like, she inappropriate for taking his stuff and thinking that, "Oh, I'm just going to steal this dude's stuff," when he walked away and maybe forgot it?
I don't even really know how there could be another opinion. She's in the wrong. You don't touch people's stuff. And if anything, she should have picked it up and gave it to a flight attendant or the person at the desk and said, "This isn't mine. Someone dropped it." I can't believe she would take it and then, even worse, use it in front of this guy. I'd be just as mad as him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe he could have communicated it a little differently, but honestly, I would be so mad. I don't know how I'd react either, but I'd probably be similar to that guy.
I don't know. I kind of think that he's in the wrong.
You don't like when people get angry, AB.
No, I don't.
So you feel like he's being aggressive.
He's being really aggressive. And I think the fact that he's like, "Hey, that's mine." And she goes, "Okay, yeah, I'll give it back to you."
She does say that in there.
She's going to give it back and everything's going to be okay.
But do you think she's saying that because she got busted? Like, she was really going to pocket that charger if he didn't notice?
Yes.
Yeah, she definitely got busted.
It was not okay for her to just steal someone's charger that's on the ground. What if someone dropped their car keys? Would you go get in their car then and take it?
AB, the nice one over here, is just condoning stealing.
Yeah,
just saying,
the robber.
One of the Ten Commandments. Loves Jesus.
Well, especially knowing the intent. I mean, Brett kind of told us before we played the audio that this, you know, she's posting on TikTok, you know, she saw this charger, blah, blah, but she never said that she was going to return the charger or she was going to go to the lost and found with it or anything like that. So it was kind of like a finder's keeper's, loser's weeper's story.
I think both people were kind of wrong here. She shouldn't have taken it, but
he didn't need to make a scene.
He got a little worked up for no reason. I mean,
if you saw that someone stole your stuff, or you're telling me you wouldn't be upset?
She didn't like steal it.
Yes, she did. She should have gave it back.
They said, "Get all your stuff off the plane," and he left it. So obviously, it's not that important to him.
She was helping him get it off the plane.
A million things. A million things could be happening. In his defense, what if he needed a charge? Like, all of a sudden he's in panic mode. Like,
he's freaking out.
What if he dropped it? We don't know that he forgot it. She just said, "Oh, you forgot it." He found it on the ground. What if he went to go grab it when he was grabbing all his stuff? He drops it. Then she sees it, like, sucker. And then this guy's like, "Man, I can't find my charger. How am I going to tell people that my flight's delayed? How do I call an Uber?"
Like, he continues to be aggressive after she's like, "Okay, here, I'll give it back to you."
He still needs to teach her a lesson. He's upset. If someone stole your stuff and you saw it, you would definitely be frazzled, right?
No, I think I'd be like, hey, is that my charger? And they'd be like, yeah, here you go. And I'd be like, oh, thank you.
Mm. But no, I would not be chill like that.
Here it is. Go. She kept walking.
Neither person had good intentions here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, but who's in the right? You see someone's charger on the ground. The guy's like, hey, man, it's wrong for you to steal at any time. Or she's like, it's just a charger. Chill out. 314-531-9898. Your calls after Sabrina Carpenter. This story is going viral about this argument over a charger. They were asked by the pilot to get off the plane and remove all of your belongings. When they got off the plane, lady's like kind of walking off, sees a charger on the ground, grabs it, and takes it, uses it. And then when they got back on the plane, this argument went down.
Excuse me, did you take my charger?
Why
would you take my charger?
Because we got off the flight.
Yeah, but my charger, my charger. Why would you take it?
You're going to get it back.
But why would you take it, though, without permission?
Because nobody was on the flight, bro.
Yeah, but
and you're getting it back.
Okay, can I have it back?
Give me one second.
Yeah, but don't steal things. You can't take things without asking.
When nobody is on the flight,
it's... Oh, you just take things? Like we're not coming back? Why don't you take people's luggage, then?
Dude, it's okay. I was literally going to tip it.
No, you can't take things without asking. All right, just give me my charger back. We'll call it even, all right?
He is super upset. She took the charger without asking. Who's in the right? 314-531-9898.
We have texts that are pretty split over this, honestly. One of them says, it's a charger, not a $100 bill or a phone. He totally overreacted, super aggressive. His behavior can actually get him kicked off the flight.
His behavior is scary for like any woman. Like when the person in the background was saying, sit down, like that is scary.
Yeah, the more I hear it, hearing that again, that dude was definitely way more in the wrong than she was.
Okay, that's so interesting.
Hannah
because
thought there was no other opinion that could even have it. That's his belongings.
Yeah, on the opposite end, though, we just got a text saying, I think people are saying he was aggressive because it's a man talking to a woman. I think if it was a woman and she was yelling, it wouldn't be over a debate of who's wrong because it's theft. So I do think it has.
Do you think that makes a difference for UAB? If it, all of a sudden, if it was a guy who stole the woman's belongings and she was like, hey, I want my stuff. Don't touch my stuff.
I don't think it would be as scary of a situation, but I do still think I would feel the same way that the person whose charger was stolen, like you don't need to be that aggressive and angry about it. I still think they're in the wrong.
I do agree with you. Like a man raising his voice to a woman in any way is scary and not okay.
Totally the wrong way.
But I also understand his emotions of why he's so like frazzled. And I agree. I do think he could have handled it a little better. But I also think this listener who just texted that in about it being like opposite, if it was the opposite gender roles, that it would make a difference.
You know, theft is theft though.
I know.
Does it make a difference? Like when we start stealing bigger things, like, oh, you steal a charger, totally cool. And then it's like, oh, then you stole like their laptop. Like, oh, it's a little different.
Those new Apple chargers aren't cheap.
Because all of a sudden, one of these, like, she's like, hey, I was getting off the plane. You left the computer down. I didn't know it was yours. I need to send a quick email. Like, what's the difference? It was cool when it was charging the phone, but all of a sudden she got to use the laptop and everyone's got a problem with it. I feel like you got to stick to your, like, your morals, and stealing is stealing. Helen, who do you think is in the right or wrong in this situation with the guy getting mad that the woman stole his charger?
Well, first of all, I think that he should have had his name on everything. How did she know it was his?
Okay, valid point. Like, although she knows it's not hers, like, if you see someone's car, I don't have my name on my car.
Yeah,
I can't just get in that.
I would have.
If we live in a society where everything has to be monogrammed, that's scary. Exactly.
Right.
But is that how you feel, Ellen? Are you true? You would have turned it in. So you think she should have turned it in. And who do you think was in the right or wrong?
She's in the right. He is so...
Oh, and it broke up.
A jerk.
He's a jerk?
Yes, he is in the wrong. He's aggressive. He assumed she knew it was his and took it. We don't know that. No one ever said she knew it was his, picked it up knowing it was his, and keeping it. That is different. There is no theft here.
But she does know it's not hers.
Yeah, she knows it's not hers. She knows it's somebody else's and she picked it up, which I consider theft.
Okay, they were deplaning. They were coming back on board. She was going to use it while she was in the airport. Period.
I like it.
She got to give it back.
She knows the backstory.
When she got back on board, she could then hand it in.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like, she would have used it on the plane, and then when she gets to the destination, it goes to
we
lost
don't know
and found.
About that.
Yeah. She didn't use it on the plane. She used it in the airport.
I like how Anne trusts her.
Yeah.
Anne really trusts
Anne,
her.
Anne, like, knows this woman personally. She has a personal tie with
Anne
this
just kind of, like, trusts. Everyone blew the mind. Like, Anne's like, she knows her personally, so, like, Anne would know.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.